1. Begin transmission.
Hello.
It is 1930 UTC, and we all know what time that is. It's now, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. Yeah, my name is Tobe. Hello. Hello. And I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and that basically means that I like to drink tea. I'm drinking tea today. Just like every day. And I'm doing Dubious Goals Committee today. Just like every day. Two things I do every single day. I drink tea. And I do the Dubious Goals Committee, which is what you're listening to right now. And there is magic in the air. Ooh, oh, yeah. All right, so what am I doing? Basically, I am just sitting here. Uh-huh. That's not very magical. That doesn't seem like a very interesting thing to be doing, and I have to admit that, yeah, no, it's not an interesting thing to be doing at all. Basically, what I'm doing is I'm stalling for time. I realize this is the last minute, but what I'm doing is I'm looking out the window, because suddenly, I mean, the last time I looked out the window was like 5 minutes ago, and now suddenly it's all sunny. It's very sunny. The sun came out like magic. And I'm thinking, hey, can we go outside? Because it's not all that cold. It's almost 50 degrees F. So what? That's about 15 degrees Celsius. It's a little bit less than that. It's probably like 12 degrees Celsius. It's about 46 degrees. So I'm looking outside and I'm realizing that no, we're probably not going to be able to go out and do stuff today because it's very windy. The wind is blowing around. It doesn't look like it's that bad, but it does look like it's blowing north to south. Yeah. And if we were to go into any valleys, we'd have lots and lots of wind interrupting our conversation. Yeah, I just realized, oh, I need a wind sound effect. Jeez, I thought I had my sinuses straightened out. Yeah, I need a wind sound effect. That's not the wind. Who are you trying to kid? That doesn't sound anything like wind. Neither does that. This is not the sound of wind. Let's see. What if we did, like, you know, some combination effect thingy? Something like, how about... Yeah, that... As interesting as that is, it's not wind. So, if we're not going outside, what are we doing? Well, it's Saturday. Obviously, we need to be watching some football, so let's punch it in.
He got the angle, but he didn't get the dip. Yeah.
Oh, that was almost a goal. The ball just went over the net.
It's all right. At least he's having a go at it. He's trying to make something happen, isn't he? Decent ball in that time. First time from Cedric. I blame Nathan Redmond for attempting that.
Awesome.
Well, we got some good play going on here. And this game is about 5 minutes away from halftime.
What I can understand is that Saints are often looking backwards as their first protocol.
A snake here by Stevens that he rectified himself.
Snaked.
Hughes just got caught there by Højbjerg. Play goes on.
He got snaked. Oh, yeah. Gotta call that one.
Using his experience just to block off the Southampton captain.
Man, what's up with my sinuses today? Enough football for right now. Today's topic is not football. The topic of today's show is actually variation. But we're not getting to that yet. I gotta drink some more tea. Oh, good tea. Good tea. All right, so now for the sake of review, so that I can legally use that clip of audio under copyright law, we will now review the game of football. Football is a game contested between two teams of 11 players each, in which they try to kick a round ball into a rectangular goal. They are not allowed to use their hands, except for the guy who stands in the goal, known as the goalkeeper. He is allowed to use his hands inside the 18-yard box, which is a box that is 18 yards out from the goal line. Football is a game that you should love. And that's about all I got for you. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh no. Oh no. If Tobe's already done talking about football, the only thing that can be coming up next is 90210. Well, I've got news for you, my friends. This is Saturday. There's no 90210 on Saturday. 90210 is a weekday thing. This, my friends, is the weekend. Which means that we have something else. We have the equivalent, but different. Now, come on, you know what's up. Think about it, you know the answer. It's not 90210 day, so it can only be one other thing. That's right, Twilight Day. Punch it in. Give me some Bella. Give me some enough. Edward. Oh, there's Dakota Fanning as one of the bad vampires.
Arrow sent me to see what was taking so long.
It's your red contacts. They take forever to put in. Oh, incidental music.
Just do what she says.
And now we're going to have the judgment of the vampires. The kids who have been breaking the vampire laws now have to go before the court of the vampires. And it's going to be a bad thing because, oh, what's going to happen? Maybe Edward will get executed and Bella will get eaten. Yeah. That could happen. It could. Oh, but it's so unlikely. Anyway, still dealing with this weird sinus business of mine. Don't like it. But it doesn't matter. We're eventually going to have to address the topic of the day. Good tea. Good tea. Which is not the topic of the day. The topic of the day is variation. I mentioned that before. You know, it occurs to me, maybe we should have some background music while we discuss the topic of the day. Something tasteful like some Brahms. That's nice. Everybody loves Brahms. Ugh. This is the intermezzo in A minor. Oh, I do love A minor. Because it's like playing in C, except you start on A instead. Now it's time for a little harpsichord action in the background. Background harpsichord. Everybody loves background harpsichord. This is, of course, Scarlatti. Sonata in D minor. But that's not where we're going with this. Variation. Variation is a thing that happens. And it's important today. Why? Because yesterday I saw something unusual. Last night I was immediately struck by it. It was a piece of variation, a dramatic piece of variation. When we talk about variation, we talk about things that can vary. And in your life, you have many things that can vary. Your mileage may vary. Individual results may vary. These are all warnings that you see in advertisements and other things that are making wild claims. And so that you can't sue them for false advertising, they tell you that your mileage may vary. Your individual results may vary. I lost 400 pounds on the chocolate cake diet. You should too. Individual results may vary. In other words, it's not going to happen. This is variation. So I'm accustomed to seeing various warnings, various... what's the word I'm looking for? Excuses. Your mileage may vary. Your individual results may vary. I saw a weird one last night. One that I've never seen before. In fact, last night I saw a sentence that had two words in it. Two words that, I use each one of those words at least once a month, if not more frequently. But I saw two words put together in a combination that I have never seen before. But I love it. What is it that I saw? What is it that is so damn mysterious and also varies? I got it right here. Oh, what's this crinkly plastic sound? I shouldn't do that. My cat is actually sleeping right behind me. Her back is right up against my back. She does love the sound of crinkly plastic. But I don't want to wake her up. Right, so last night, right before going to bed, I went upstairs, went into the kitchen, got a piece of candy, and that's when I noticed the oddity. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee are aware that I like a brand of candy named Hi-Chew, a Japanese fruit-flavored candy that is absolutely delicious, and I love various flavors of it. Now, last night I was grabbing a piece of this candy out of the bag when I noticed this sentence right down here at the bottom of the bag, just pretty much the last bit of text. And it's, you know, under the nutritional facts, then there's the ingredients, and then there's the technical stuff. Distributed by, made in China. Yeah, distributed by Morinaga America, made in China, under license of Morinaga, Japan, made in a facility that also processes milk. Then, in a font size twice as big, and in bold, it says, the most incredible thing I've ever seen, including two words put together in a combination I've never seen before. Here it is. I know that you cannot wait any longer. Flavor ratio may vary. The flavor ratio may vary. And of course, we just mentioned all the other things that may vary. My mileage may vary. My personal results may vary. But no, here on this bag, the Morinaga Corporation of Japan is warning me that flavor ratio may vary. We've got a little Chopin going on here. So the flavor ratio may vary. Now, I understand what this means. This means that in this particular bag, there's three different flavors, and there's not an even number of each flavor. This bag happened to be orange heavy. The ratio of flavors may vary. Flavor ratio may vary. Flavor ratio. I have never heard the words flavor and ratio used together in this manner. Flavor ratio. Your flavor ratio may vary. My flavor ratio may vary. They're warning me that... They're warning me that... that my ratio of flavors might deviate from some norm. There's no norm. There is no longer any normal to be. That's a Gary Newman quote. You're welcome. Flavor ratio may vary. Now, is this indicative of the action base in general? Are all my flavors going to vary? Well, I guess that's probably true. Yesterday, I ate some rice and I had like two or three different kinds of soy sauce on it. I've got like four different kinds of shoyu. My flavor ratios may vary. I have so much concern right now about the variation of my flavor ratios. As you should too. Your flavor ratio may vary. I wonder if everybody knows this. I'm rather concerned at this point. Flavor ratio may vary. You know, and I don't mind the flavor ratio varying. What I hate is the fact that they keep changing up the combination. See, this particular set of three different flavors is supposed to be the tropical mix. And what I want is banana, mango, and melon. That's what it was. That was the best. I don't care if the flavor ratio varies. But it has undergone change. And it's undergone change twice. And now it's orange, pineapple, and mango. They've added pineapple last time, and they've added orange this time. Orange, that's not tropical. Well, it's not as tropical as mango, or it doesn't matter. They should put the damn citrus flavors in a citrus ratio. Your citrus ratio flavors may vary in the citrus mix. Orange, lemon, lime, or whatever else they want to put in it. If you want to have tropical mix, damn it, we need at least go back to mango, pineapple, banana. You know, why am I telling you this? Nobody from Morinaga is listening to this. Zanen. Flavor ratio is not important. I'm just going to write these guys a letter. Say, dear sirs, flavor ratio is not my concern. It's all in the combination. Now, I would be madder about this, but it turns out that I have found another place to buy Hi-Chews. You know, normally I'm buying these in the boring white people restaurant where they don't have any specialty stuff, and of course we get these bags that have the three flavor combo as the tropical mix or whatever mix, and our flavor ratio may vary. But it turns out that Hi-Chews are also packaged in single flavor packages, like a stick of gum, or like a pack of gum or a candy bar. They bind up about, how many would you guess that is, Tobe? Maybe 8 or 10 pieces that are all the same flavor. And I found a store in which I can buy these single flavor bulk packs. Well, not really bulk, but your flavor ratio does not vary. I wonder if they print that on the single flavor units. Flavor ratio will not vary. Flavor ratio is 1-0. We have one flavor. It will not be varied with any others. And where can I go and buy these single flavor unit packs?
That's right, at an Asian market, not a white people market, at an Asian market. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, but Tobe, you have so many Asian markets in your town. Which one did you buy it at? I bought it at the one called Asian Market. Good name. Good name. Why don't you just call it food store? No, because then then white people would think it was white people food store, and yeah, no, you can't do that. So yeah, I need to go back to, oh God, we gotta get off of this goddamn magic flute. Bye, Mozart. There. No more magic flute. This is because my flavor ratio may vary. Yeah, I blame the flavor ratio. Maybe this is a good time to go to a musical interlude. Let's see, what should we listen to today? Not Mozart, no magic flute. I think I'm gonna need something sugary sweet. Do I need diabetes today? No, but maybe not too sugary sweet. What we need is some more Scandal. This is a real guilty pleasure of mine, and this is the song Pinheel Surfer.
ぼんやりしてるんで肌
Yes. All right. That was Scandal with Pinheel Surfer. And if you bother to look that video up online, there's a couple of things you're going to notice. One, my hair is longer than every girl's hair in that entire video. Two, flavor ratios may vary. And three, what is up with the blonde girl? She's not unattractive. She's cute, but I don't know. Something. Whenever I see a Japanese girl with blonde hair, that there's such a shocking difference. It's so unexpected. It's so incongruous that I become lost for words. It's like, wait, what? We've discussed this before. You know what I'm going to say next. Flavor ratios may vary. That's all there is to it, people. That's it's just a fact of life. It's just something you're going to have to become accustomed to. You can't always get what you want, but flavor ratios may vary. Oh, good tea. The flavor ratio of my tea is not varying right now. Doesn't mean it won't, just not happening right now. Now I kind of want to play Flavor Crystals by Suburban Lawns. Yeah, you never hear Suburban Lawns on the Intergalactic Wasabi Mix. What's up with that, Snow Dusk? God. Flavor Crystals, one of my favorite songs from the 80s. My God. But we're not going to listen to that right now just because we don't really have enough time. That and flavor ratios may vary. What I do need to tell you, though, is, hey, do you have Skype? Do you have Skype or do you have VoIP? The only reason I ask is the sound show Genre Mix and Discussion is coming up next. Starts in about 2 minutes. And you could, yes, you could, talk to MJT, the host of the sound show Genre Mix and Discussion, with yourself and MJT. And you could Skype in and you could discuss important topics, such as whether or not flavor ratios should vary, and whether or not we should be sending children to school, because school gives people ideas like maybe we should be vaccinated and maybe our flavor ratios shouldn't vary. And don't be ridiculous. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC with potentially varying flavor ratios. My name's Tobe. I am gone.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.